You're going to be singing that all day now. It's so catchy, isn't it? That's Clelia Adams, the country singer, with her song imagining that the old River Valley Express is back on the lines back in northern New South Wales. Now, last week, as you know, I took a little break. And during that break, my wife Hanny and I spent a very restful week in the beautiful rolling hills outside Byron Bay in northern New South Wales, almost to the Queensland border. And one night we drove about half an hour inland from the coast to see a fantastically clever and enjoyable show called Railway Wonderland, which is actually performed on the now disused railway platform in the city of Lismore, a city of 45,000 people. And I knew once it started that I was going to share this with you because it was so marvellous. And I'm delighted to say that we're joined from the Lismore studios by Julian Lewis, who is the Artistic Director of Northern Rivers Performing Arts, or NORPA, the company that is presenting this marvellous work. Hello, Julian.
Good morning, Michael.
Do you think I built it up enough?
Yeah, I think I... Maybe not, actually. I think it's there's a lot to this show.
There's more to go, you reckon. And with you there in the Lismore studios are Katia Molino. Hello.
Hello.
And Joe Turner.
G'day.
G'day. Nice to have you here. So how did this come about, Julian?
Well, I was looking for a project that would, you know, turn heads and connect with the audiences up in the Northern Rivers. And the disused railway station in Lismore is not the only one. There's actually disused railway stations in other towns throughout, many other towns and villages in the region. So it was a great starting point to explore stories from this region.
Now, your railway station's in pretty good nick. Is it still used for something else?
Well, it's a bus stop now.
Right.
You catch the bus from Lismore to Casino and then you get on a train from there.
So just as you explain in the play, perhaps we could set up how you've arranged the space, because it's terribly dramatic when we arrive. It's not as if you've built a set. You've actually performing on the railway station.
That's right.
Just explain to us where we're sitting when we arrive.
Well, we built a seating bank on the tracks. So you're looking at a platform, and behind the platform, you know, level there is a waiting room in its fluorescent beauty, where there are four strangers waiting to catch a bus.
On very uncomfortable plastic seats.
On plastic seats, and waiting for this bus that's been held up for an hour and 20 minutes, which is convenient because that's how long the show goes for.
So, Julian, Julian, just to interrupt you, the fantastic thing about that arrangement is you've created two time zones. So we who are on the platform are sitting in the past where the plane used to run, and then we're looking at the platform, and then, as you say, all lit up is the modern-day waiting room. And if you walked out of the waiting room towards us, you'd be coming to the ghost train, the train that no longer runs. But if you go out the other side, out the front of the station, that's where the buses now depart from. So you've created two time zones very efficiently without making a big deal about it.
Yeah, look, it's a really effective and magical sort of premise in that we can slide between time. But also when those characters wander onto the platform, they do a number of different things. They connect with Anna, who is this sort of 80-year-old Italian woman who's gone to the railway station to go home to Italy.
Well,
let's
find out more about Anna from Katia, since she plays the role. Yeah. Tell us about Anna. Who is she? She sits there on the railway station. When she comes in, tell us who she is.
Well, she's just coming in and waiting for the train because she's caught lots of trains before and she doesn't like bus travel very much. And she's decided at this ripe age of 80-something that it's time for her to go home.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's quite cottoned on to the fact that the trains don't run anymore.
But, you know, we don't quite cotton on to it either, you know. We sit
I'm
there
glad.
Thinking, oh, is there a train? I thought there wasn't a train. But she says she's going to catch the train. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Can you give us... I'm springing this on you, but could you give us a little bit of Anna?
Oh, now?
Yeah, now, live on
live.
Radio across Australia.
Sure,
you can't say no, can you?
No, I can't.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. Good evening. I like to come early too. That way I can get a seat and relax. It's a beautiful night. I always love railway stations. Huh. You must love them too, or you wouldn't be here. How's that? Enough?
Yeah, and the audience laughs obligingly when you
That's
say
right.
that.
That's right.
She has a direct connection with the audience. So Anna, you know, is a sort of, in a way, a clown as well as a sort of mystic character that can connect these characters to their other, either their future or their past. And they, these other contemporary characters, Michael, as you know, slide into her past. Mm. So George, who wanders onto the platform, you know, going through his own journey of leaving Lismore, actually slides into Anna's life and becomes her son for a moment, and her son is actually going off to Vietnam at that time. So she's reliving these big moments of their of her life on the railway station.
Yeah, and so it becomes a kind of social history of Lismore.
That's right, yeah.
So she's a time traveller, isn't she?
Well,
Doctor Who.
I think because she's slightly parallel to reality, her reality, it allows the other characters and the audience to go with her where they might want to go.
Yeah. Well, Anna,
Anna,
you're Katia. She, Anna may be a bit forgetful, but actually she knows more than the rest of us.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because she knows the past.
That's right. She's been through more and she's experienced things. And so, you know, she's wise, I suppose, the way that you gain wisdom through experience and time.
As she waits for that train.
It's never going to come. That's right. Oh, well, you can't have everything, can you?
Yeah. So, Joe Turner, you proved to be the most adaptable actor.
Oh.
Really, you're a great transformer.
Thank you.
So one of the people you play, I think it's you, is the bloke who's desperate to get to Sydney because he's got a gig.
Yeah, well, he's got an audition.
Tell us about that.
Well, one of the characters I play is a guy called Gary, who's the local karaoke champ of Lismore. Well, he won the karaoke championship at the Golan Hotel, which, for those of you who know Lismore, is I don't want to insult the Golan. It's actually a really lovely pub. It was visited by the Queen in 1954, but let's say it's slightly less glamorous now than it was in 1954. So it's a very local pub, and he's on his way to Sydney to audition for a TV talent show.
Now, Joe, is there a little bit that you could give us where he explains the dilemma that he's in?
Sure.
We could do a little bit of that scene, actually.
Okay. Good. Let's do that.
Okay. All right.
Sort it out among yourselves.
We will.
Right. Ready?
Action.
Your turn now.
We're going from there.
Oh, no. That's right. We'll just reverse that.
Okay.
So, you any good?
I don't know. Mate of mine, right, he put my name down for the karaoke comp at the Golan to piss me off. So I went in it to piss him off. But I wasn't shit. Wasn't even nervous. Won the heat and I won the final. So I'm on a roll. Thought I'd see how far I get.
You got a plan B?
Get a new outfit.
Good idea. Even if you don't go on the TV.
Clara probably doesn't want to see me anyway. I walked out on her and her mum. Couldn't help myself, let alone anyone else. Yeah, they're better off without me.
You know what the angels want? Same what you want.
I've imagined it 1,000 times. Hey, Clara.
Dad.
You're looking good.
Dad.
Bet you didn't expect to see me.
Mum's not here.
You've grown a lot.
I am 17.
Sorry I didn't bring anything. And I probably just as well would have been wrong. I mean, you're not
12 anymore.
A kid. I see that now.
Did you want to come in?
Oh, I don't want to put you to any trouble.
Then why did you come?
Oh, I've got this audition at Channel 9 for Australia's Got Talent. Yeah, I was supposed to do it today, but they postponed it till tomorrow because the train was late.
No, why did you come here?
To see you, Clara. To see you.
Well, you've seen me now.
You look so like your mum.
Is that good?
Oh, Christ, you wouldn't want to look like me.
That'd be a handicap.
Yeah. No, it's all good. You look good. Your mum's done real good. Better than I could have. You're beautiful.
I could make you a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a relief. This is bloody hard work.
Did you want the maid to bring it out here?
Nah, I'll come in, if you don't mind. You get your sense of humour from me then, eh?
Oh, that's no good.
Nah, probably not. Hey, don't suppose you might come with me to this audition tomorrow?
Yeah, that was fantastic. Thank you so much for that.
No worries.
Pleasure.
Now, that music that appeared...
Yeah, that was me improvising, Michael, because I don't have the band in here.
That was just fantastic. You know, let me just share something with you. When the music appeared, on the technical side, here in the studio, our sound technician and studio director are running around thinking, where on earth is that music coming from? Are we getting a feed from something else? It's working quite well.
Oh, good, good.
So that
glad I'm keeping everyone on their toes there.
You guys really are adaptable. This is the kind of Norpa spirit. This is regional theatre coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's hugely popular, isn't it, Michael? I mean, we're doing a 3-week season of this show. It's sold out virtually. I mean, there's tickets, I think, tonight. There's some tickets next week, but the weekends are sold out. And it's proving to be really popular, and it's a testament to the region and the spirit of community here that really thrives on culture and art and stories. And I think, you know, regional stories really are important in the ecology of theatre nationally.
Well, Julian, it's what I want in the theatre. You know, I always say when I go to the theatre, I want to see a story and have the feeling that only these people could have told this story in this way. And yeah. I had that feeling when I saw your show. I felt as though I was seeing one of the great plays of the year for me. I mean, it really is a highlight of my year, watching you tell this story. Now, one of the elements that you've drawn in as well is a local choir called Vox Caldera. We've got a little grab of them. Perhaps tell us who they are first, and then we'll just hear them at work.
Well, there are 18 singers. They're based throughout the whole region in the Northern Rivers. And Vox Caldera actually formed only, I think, late last year. And I approached them to see if they would be the choir for the whole 3-week run. So this is a volunteer choir, and they alternate throughout the 3 weeks, and they sing 9 per night. And they're just terrific performers, and they're having a great time working with a professional show.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh?
So when the show starts, this choir pretty much opens proceedings. And just imagine you're in the audience and you're looking at this choir, and clearly they're local people. There are old ladies and elderly gentlemen. There are some young people. They're obviously just the folks from the local choir who've got up on the stage and are singing all this music.
Yeah, they do. And the first way we see them is very in a period, kind of late 40s, you know, designed costumes with luggage, and they're travelling off into the distance as they walk down the station platform. And it's kind of ghostly is the effect.
Yeah.
And the next time we see them is actually in the waiting room, and they actually sing an operatic piece, a Verdi piece, which is reflective of Anna's memories of World War II when she was a girl leaving Italy. And that is haunting. I mean, I find that to be one of the most striking images in the show, where they're lit up inside a waiting room behind glass singing opera. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so you put together stories, basically, of various people, I guess, in the region. They're stories of the past and of the present, of buses and trains and so on. As we wind up, Julian, we've got about 5 minutes to go, I guess. Let's talk a bit more about Norpa, the company which you run. It's a very, very ambitious company with an extraordinary range of activities. Just give us a sense of what it is that you do there and how you see your brief.
Well, I think the brief is really to help shape contemporary theatre from regional Australia. You know, we devise ambitious shows. We spend up to 2 years creating the works. Currently, we have a project called Three Brothers in development with Rhoda Roberts and David Page and visual artist John Mundine involved, and myself developing a really important local story.
So a lot of Indigenous artists there.
That's right. Oh, it'll be an all Indigenous work that tells the story of the creation story of the Bundjalung Nation, which is the country that we live and work on. We've created recently My Radio Heart, which is a very ambitious disability work that has extremely good AV design by Sam James and directed by Rosie Dennis, which we commissioned, which is being redeveloped for international touring. The Home Project is a site-specific work we developed around an old hotel, a 1925 hotel in town called the Winsome Hotel, which is now a homeless shelter. And that work was in Prague at the Quadrennial Festival, which Katja, you were there and saw.
That's right, yeah. I saw that.
Yes, now, so we you know, our brief basically to answer the question is to create really exciting, high caliber, you know, work of excellence from here with an engagement or a connectivity to the community,
yeah,
or to
now,
the region.
Julian, you've totally pulled it off, and I think the point I would love to get across in this is that we imagine in Australia that if you're not in Sydney or Melbourne, it's somehow that it's because you can't cut it. You know, that the A-grade artists are going to be in the big metropolis and the lesser lights are going to be elsewhere in regional Australia. And that's simply not the case. There are writers and actors and performers who are in country all over Australia because that's the place they need to be to make their work. And in any other country, we wouldn't think like this. You wouldn't think, oh, there's an artist in Leipzig. He doesn't live in Berlin. He mustn't be any good. I mean, it's just nonsense.
Yeah, well, look at Cornwall, you know, knee-high theatre, travel the world, creating theatre. I think interesting theatre is where you find it. I mean, I'm inspired. I'm a deviser, so I work with elements that inspire stories. I don't read plays and put them on in my way. So I need to be in regional Australia because I think that's where there is a very interesting challenge, and the challenge is to bring more people to the theatre. We've got a lot of first-time theatre-goers coming to Railway Wonderland, and I'm proud to say that it's equal measure of adventurous theatre as it is popular theatre. And I think that mix is what we need to start building more of in Australia.
Well, it's exciting, but it's not arty.
Yeah.
That's the key. And you don't think, this isn't for me. It's just, you sit there thinking, this is magical. I didn't know this was possible.
Well, I think it's original as well, without being arty. So there's that interesting divide in there between you can be original without being arty, and people still like it, and it's innovative, but without scaring people away. And that's a really interesting mixture.
And it takes risks, and it says stuff that matters about the human soul.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we've got a lot of other projects, you know, on the go and in development.
Now, as we wind up, Julian, just very briefly, you were one of the companies who were hit by the Brandis changes. You thought you had 6-year funding from the Australia Council, and all that went up in smoke when Brandis set up the National Program for Excellence in the Arts.
Well, we were actually, I think we were poised to be one of the companies going into 6-year funding, but we actually aren't supported by the Australia Council for the Arts. We're well supported by Arts New South Wales and project funding through Australia Council. But
you thought you were on the list, didn't you?
We were looking very strong to put a very strong application. We worked for 2 years on developing a strategic plan for 6 years. So the Brandis decision there was, a difficult one, and it has put us, in a difficult situation where we're not quite sure how we can continue at the level that we're producing.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday you did announce you've got some funding from the New South Wales government, I gather.
Yeah, look, the state government has been very supportive of NORPA, and we are on triennial funding now with them for the first time. We were on annual funding, and that's just given us the stability and the security to continue making really exciting work of the sort you saw.
Well, we need to back people over the long term because, as you say, it takes a year or two to get a project together.
At least. I mean, to make good work, I think, particularly when you're working with physical theatre and original music, you need time.
And telling Australian stories and Australian voices, drawing on local traditions. It's not something you put together in a 6-week rehearsal period. Thank you to all three of you for coming in, and thank you for improvising so splendidly in the studio. This is live radio as it happens.
In the morning, which is not the actor's
Don't grumble. Don't grumble. You've just got masses of coverage that's cost you not a penny except your taxpayer dollar. Julian Louis is the artistic director of NORPA, Katja Molino and Grumpy Joe Turner are in the cast. The show is called Railway Wonderland. It's fabulous. And it runs until the 7th of November in Lismore. And there's a bookings link on our website.